This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, February 14th. God's word for you today is His song. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 42, verse 8, which says, "Yet in the light of day, the Eternal shows me His love. When night settles in and all is dark, He keeps me company. A soothing song, a prayerful melody to the true God of my life." So what kind of song could Paul and Silas have been singing? Perhaps it was, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the foe. Hail Him who saves you by His grace, and crown Him Lord of all." They were in chains and in the dungeons, but they were singing, tapping their feet, and making music with the chains. The prisoners probably thought they were crazy. "Your God is so powerful. Your God is the Lord of all. And you are in the dungeon? How can anyone be in such a situation and be singing hymns to God?" But Paul and Silas were singing, "Hodu ladonai kitov, ki lei olam chasdo." Translated, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever." Psalm 136, please read. Psalm 42 verse 8 says, "Yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life." Charles Spurgeon says, "Any fool can sing in the day. Songs in the night come only from God. They are not in the power of men. It takes capacity to be in the night situation and sing. For instance, a parent whose child is ill is holding the child in spite of the very negative doctor's report and is still able to sing, 'Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.' Someone is facing situations that are beyond his or her control and is still able to sing, 'For the Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever.' You are still able to say that, you are going to get heaven's attention. It is not for mean men. It is not just anyone. You enter into a league of the extraordinary people that get songs from God at the midnight hour." Job 35:10 says, "Yet they don't ask, 'Where is God my creator, the one who gives songs in the night?'" Are you familiar with the song of Horatio Spafford? He had a family, his wife and four daughters. During the Great Chicago Fire, Horatio lost his business and everything he had, so he sent his family to Spain. While his wife and daughters were en route in the Atlantic Ocean, the vessel capsized and everyone in his family, apart from his wife, died. And when his wife got to Spain, she sent him a telegram saying, "Everyone is dead, only I survived." And immediately he got on the next available vessel to Spain to go and console his wife. When they got to the point where the vessel had capsized, the captain said to everyone on board that was the very point where the vessel went down. Horatio, in essence, was sitting on the grave of his daughters practically, because they were buried alive. And in that pain, in that midnight situation, he penned a song. "When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, 'It is well with my soul.'" God is saying to you today, "It is well." Let us pray. Father, I stand in this assurance and declare in the name of Jesus that is indeed well with my soul, because you have declared it so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.